You're connected
That's
to
cool.
CNN Network.
Hey, your foundation roller, the upper roller, is that kind of float on a couple of steel bars, or is it kind of fixed where it's, the clearance is not so adjustable? I was looking at them online, not that I'm going to buy one, but I was just noticing that some of them, the design seems a little different, the frame and stuff.
It's all adjustable, and you can time it. The gears are timable. There's a set on it. And you, they tore it all apart in custom, so I got to redial it in. But now, if you run it through flat rollers like you were talking, it does make it stronger, and then you wet those rollers and run it through. Yeah, you can dial it down for sure, and then you can change the timing so it meshes better. I gotta back this truck in, or this Blazer. It meshes better. So they took it all apart, so I'm gonna have to probably time it and everything.
So by timing, do you mean the alignment center line of the upper roller to the lower roller for forming the hexagons, or do you mean the timing on the depths and the left to right, like making sure that they're truly parallel?
Going to bring it down, right? So it's parallel and they're flat and they're meshing. They got some clearance, but you can dial the timing so the point in the hexagon is in the receiving point. So it waffles it because you can dial it, you can time it so they're offset. So that's going to make some weird looking comb. But you time it on the shaft so the embossers line up. So the top wheel times via the gear to the bottom wheel.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting. I was noticing some of those rollers are like, less than half the cost, but then I noticed that they're just to roll the wax that you, sheets that you make to a uniform thickness. They don't put any kind of cell embossing in the wax. It's just a flat sheet.
We had that talk. See, I can build a machine that does that with the flats. And they say that makes it a little bit more forgiving and flexible where it's not as brittle. But if you run them through there warm, when you're making the flats, dipping, then you're going to be better off. But if you roll it through them flat rollers first, but like I said, I can build a machine that does that. This one, you can't, you're not going to emulate this. They've done a good job on it. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, you'd have to have a CNC machine all programmed, and it'd have to index and turn that roller. You know, it'd be one way. It'd be quite a tedious little endeavor, right? I mean, it'd take a lot of time. Who wants to mess with that stuff?
It's going to take me a long enough time to retime that since Customs tore it all apart, and they barely had it tacked back in the hole. So it's going to take me a hot minute to retime that.
Yeah, I'd imagine. Wow. At any rate, yeah, so do you remember the cell size? Did you say you got like the 5.2?
X size smaller than the normal Western honeybee makes. So it's just a hair smaller. I probably should have got the same size, but we'll see. We'll see how it works out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for brood comb, the 4.9 to 5 is probably ideal from what Palmer and Michael Bush say and all that. But for honeycomb, they say it's better as long as you got a queen excluder on, you don't have a queen laying up in there, and you end up with some 747 jumbo-sized bees. You know, for honey storage, the larger cell size is probably more ideal, is what they're claiming.
Again, I'll be using plastic frames for the supers.
Right on. Yeah, that's cool. Dude, I'm getting bad bee fever, man. It's sucks. I might have to go see somebody about it.